We're starting in the Middle East today, where there's been a new exchange of fire between old enemies. We've told you how other countries are involved in Syria's civil war. Iran is one of them. It supports Syria's government in its fight to keep control. This concerns Israel, because Iran is an enemy of Israel, and Syria is located on Israel's northeast border. Israel's been blamed for a series of military strikes that have targeted Iranian positions inside Syria. Israel does not want Iran's military to establish a base in neighboring Syria. Late Wednesday night, rockets flew through the sky. Israel said there were more than 20 of them, that they'd been launched by Iranian forces inside Syria, and that they targeted Israel, specifically an Israeli-controlled area called the Golan Heights. It's a rocky plateau between Israel, Lebanon, and Syria. This would be the first time that Iran had directly targeted Israeli troops with rockets. And Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that crossed a red line. Israel responded by shooting missiles at Iranian forces in Syria. By Thursday afternoon, Israel said it had destroyed almost all of Iran's military capabilities in Syria. When we produced this show, Iran's leaders had not yet responded to any of this. There are still some questions about this exchange. But it appears to be the most direct confrontation so far between Israel and Iran. It's being closely watched around the world because this could affect regional stability throughout the Middle East. History is set to be made on June 12th in the Asian country of Singapore. That's the time and place when a sitting U.S. president will meet a sitting leader of North Korea, and it'll be the first time ever that's happened. U.S. President Donald Trump announced this yesterday on Twitter. He previously indicated that he liked the idea of the meeting being held at the demilitarized zone, the border between North Korea and South Korea, and those two countries wanted that too. But top officials in the Trump administration wanted a place that was seen as more neutral than the border on Korean soil, or in a communist country like China or Russia. So Singapore, which is about 3,000 miles from the North Korean capital and 9,700 miles from the American capital, is the place.